好唔好，或者大家認為點？約書亞記第十章。Let's turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 10. 約書亞記第十章。頭先唱詩歌咧，就讚美主，感受到神嘅同在，好美妙啊，美麗。As we were worshiping God a moment ago with song, it was just such a wonderful experience as we come together and sing praises. 因為你知道主愛你嘅，愛到底。You know that God loves you more than anything. 你喺神嘅裏邊咧，你係好寶貴，神睇到你係寶貴。You know God looks at you as so precious.他是希望呢参与我的人生 and he wants to be with us in everything that we experience in life. 所以神呢就是喜欢我的赞美他。So God loves it when we worship him and honor him. 因为我的赞美是表示我的承认神是我的主。When we worship God, it's showing him that we admit that he's our Lord.咁我哋赞美主嘅时候，系将我哋嘅忧虑、将我哋嘅重担交托俾神。And as we worship God, we give Him our worries, our burdens, and we just lift them up to the Lord. 所以我哋赞美嘅时候咧，就可以系舒缓压力，系咪 ？And so as you worship God, it's a way of getting rid of pressure and stress in your life. 赞美亦都系表示一个嘅信心。And worship it to God is a form of expression of your faith. 因为当你赞美呢，你表示你系信神嘅带领。As you worship God, it says that I believe, I have faith in what God is doing in my life. 咁我哋嘅信心呢就好紧要嘅，因为当我哋相信呢位神，我哋赞美佢系一个伟大嘅神。As we believe and we worship God, we believe and worship a mighty, powerful God. 我哋嘅神系做奇妙嘅事。Our God does awesome things. 我哋嘅神呢就系配得赞美，因为佢系伟大。Our God is worthy of praise because he is awesome and powerful. 咁啊，今日呢，我哋喺呢个经文里边唔系睇赞美，我哋睇神嘅伟大。神做奇妙的作为。 And this morning we're not going to look at worship and honor, but we're going to look at the awesome power of God and some of the things that he's done that are so powerful.
我们在约书亚记的时候一路看着是好像属灵的战争怎样打这个属灵的仗。
As we've been studying in the book of Joshua, and it's like studying spiritual warfare and how we fight this spiritual battle.
我哋系一定要系今日嘅经文系俾我哋一个好重要嘅信息。
And today this message gives us a very important message. The message gives us an important message. Yeah.
就系神系伟大，系值得去赞美。
It's that God is awesome and worthy of praise.
所以今日嗰个。信息的主题我叫影响世界转的信心。
And the title of my message this morning is Faith That Stops the World. Faith That Stops the World.
因为我们的信心呢就可以有很大的影响，当我们是接受神爱我们。
Because our faith in God has power as we accept that God loves us.
信的越信呢，越肯定神嘅作为。
And for those that believe, the more that you believe, the more your faith increases. The more that you love God, as you accept His love.
但系对不信嘅人呢，佢越听越拒绝。
But to those that don't believe, the more that they hear, the more that they reject.
希望今日如果你曾经系拒绝神嘅。你今日听就会放开个心嚟接受神。
And I hope that if you've been somebody who's been rejecting God, that as you listen today, you will soften your heart and receive His love.
因为我哋希望神咧打开我哋嘅眼，俾我哋更加睇得到神嘅作为。
And we pray that God would open our eyes that we can see the power and works of God.
因为神有影响世界转的信心给你。
Because God has faith that stops the world, and he wants to give that faith to you. 我哋会睇呢个第十章第一节至到第八节。So let's look in chapter 10 of Joshua, verse 1 to 8.你話耶路撒冷王亞多尼洗德聽見約書亞奪了埃城，進行毀壞，怎樣對耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也照樣待埃城和埃城的王。又聽見基編的居民與以色列人立了和約，住在他們中間，就甚懼怕。因為基編是一座大城，如刀城一般，比埃城更大，並且城內的人都是勇士，所以耶路撒冷王亞多尼洗德打發人去見希伯倫王何係咪何減啊？喊耶末王君蘭。拉杰王勇菲亚，或者有啲字眼啊读得唔系几好啊，对唔住啊。和以基伦王底逼系咪？说求你们上来帮助我，我们好打攻打基片，因为他们与约书亚和以色列人立了和约。于是五个亚摩利王，就是耶路撒冷王、希伯伦王、耶末王。拉杰王、以基伦王，大家聚集，率领他们的众军上去，对着基篇安营，攻打基篇。第六节，基篇人就打发人往吉甲的营中去见约书亚，说：你不要抄手不顾你的仆人，靠你速速上来拯救我们。帮助我们，因为住山地亚摩利人的诸王都聚集攻击我们。于是约书亚和他一起兵丁，并大能的勇士都从吉甲上去。耶和华对约书亚说：不要怕他们，因为我已将他们交在你手里。他们无一人能在你面前立得住，站立得住。一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。主啊，我哋多谢你，俾我哋可以从呢个经文当中系认识你今日俾我哋嘅教导。求主咧打开我哋嘅眼，俾我哋有信心去睇到神你嘅作为。求神咧系用得着今日我哋所听到，俾我哋更有信心。可以影響世界的信心，可以是衝過痛苦困難的信心。多謝主聽我們禱告，奉耶穌名求， Amen。 這裡見到呢，就是神叫他不怕敵人。 Here you see that God told him not to be afraid of the enemy。 他的敵人就很多，你要記得以色列人打入迦南地之前呢，已經有四百多年神是等候迦南人的罪恶是满足就去审判。 And remember that before the children of Israel went into the land of Canaan, they had 480 years or 420 years where God gave them time to repent because God said their sin was so great. 咁啊，神系要等到佢嘅罪恶咧，就系到某个程度，神就派以色列军入去做惩罚。And God was waiting for their sin to reach a level, and then the children of Israel will go in as a hand of punishment inflicted by God. So 神是要懲罰呢班人，因為佢係惡嘅。And so God is bringing punishment because of their sin, 因為佢係非常之係行恐怖嘅嘢。如果唔阻止呢個恐怖，可能會蔓延到當時嘅全世界，或者直至到今時今日。And maybe if God didn't punish the sin at that time, their sin would spread to the whole world and maybe even spread until today. So 神是一定要做这个惩罚，但是很奇妙呢，这五个皇帝呢，就是知道基篇呢，就是跟以色列解了和一个合约。But it's very interesting because the five kings heard about what was going on
in the treaty that the Gibeonites had with the Israelites. 嗱，呢五個皇帝咧就係一齊聯合就打欺騙，話豈有似你自己人出賣我哋嘅。It's like, you know, they say, you traitors, you Gibeonites, you know, you turned your back on your own people. 咁但係呢個嘅約書亞咧，就聽到呢個消息，佢有個選擇。And when Joshua heard about this, he had a choice. 佢就要決定咧，去幫佢定唔幫。And he could have chosen to go and help or not to help. 那如果從人嘅角度咧，唔幫就幾好喎。You know, if he chose not to help, that would be a great thing, right?即係佢可以話：，哎，五個王打欺騙，欺騙係刀城都係強城啊！佢彼此互相殘殺，咁我哋唔使做嘢，佢自己殺自己。You know, he could have thought, hey, you know, the five kings come against Gibeonites. The Gibeonites, it's a strong, powerful city, you know. There's, man, they fight together. They wipe each other out. Man, we don't have to do anything. We just watch them kill each other. 佢可以咁樣諗喎，但如果咁樣諗咧，就係唔夠正直嘅。如果咁樣做咧，就係冇正義感。He could have done that, but if he did that, he would not have been righteous. He would not have been honest. He would not have been a man of integrity. 因為佢同欺騙竟咗合約，佢個合約話人哋嚟打我哋，你嚟幫。Because he built a treaty, and the treaty said, if somebody comes to attack me, you come and help. 咁如果佢即係守候旁觀者唔理嘅，即係佢係講一套做一套，係咪？And if he was just standing on the side and not coming to help, it's just like, you know, he's promising something, but he's not going to do it. So he has no integrity. 神要我哋讲一套做一套，要我哋做我哋所讲嘅，我哋所诺言嘅，神要我哋系做到出嚟。And God wants us to be people of integrity, that we would do what we promised that we would do. 你睇下约书亚就要做呢个嚟帮五个王嚟攻打。哇，那個勢力好犀利嘅。And Joshua had to come to fight against these five kings. And five kings together, that's a powerful force. 那以前約書亞呢嘅政策呢就可能逐個逐個去打，一個城還一個城。咁啊，佢以色列打一班呢，以色列打一班可能容易啲。Yeah, and before Joshua, you know, he'd go one at a time, fighting one city in one city.And that would be easier to conquer because it's not a powerful force. 而家五個王一齊，咁我哋去打。咁從一個哲學嚟講，或者係一個好嘅，因為咧佢係出城咧喺空地嗰度，喺空地嗰度我哋係埋伏佢，咁啊打到啊。And maybe from a military standpoint, you know, they're out of their cities, they're in the open field, and then we come and ambush them. Maybe that would work. 但如果唔係神同在咧，其實佢冇辦法做到呢件事。But if it wasn't for God being with them, they couldn't have done this. So, 約書亞呢，我相信呢度冇講到佢求神咧，但係第八節話我哋聽神嘅答覆，所以我哋知道佢求過神。Here it doesn't say that Joshua called out to God for guidance on this, but in verse 8 it gives us God's word to Joshua. And because God gave his word, it tells us that Joshua did call out for help. 咁所以約書亞佢好聰明呢。佢係要求神幫，係知道神嘅應該點做。如果唔係咧，佢好白痴就自己去打五個王。And so we know that Joshua had to call out for God's help because if he didn't, he would have gone blindlessly to fight against five kings, and he's like committing suicide. 如果佢冇神幫助咧，去打五個王咧，好似自殺一樣。但係佢求神咧。第八節神怎樣答 But he called out to God, and God in verse 8 gave him an answer. 耶和華對約書亞說不要怕他們因為我已將他們交在你手裡他們無一人能在你面前站立得住 Don't be afraid of them. I've already delivered them into your hands, and not one will be able to stand against you.哇！呢、这个应许就非常之大，我谂对约书亚有一个好大嘅鼓励，好大嘅信心俾佢。And this is a powerful encouragement and would increase Joshua's faith mightily as he hears this word and then goes forth in it. 不要怕。嗱，我唔知你今日面对啲事情会唔会好似五个大皇帝咧对住你，你要攻打佢啦。 I don't know what you're facing today. Is it like five major kings coming and fighting against you? 你感受到很受困, and you have the feeling of being invaded all around. 有时呢,一个打一个,觉得是承受得起,五样东西一起没来,哇,怎么办呢? You know, sometimes we feel we can handle one problem at a time, but when you got five coming at the same time, wow, it's too much for me. 神话不要怕, 他不会胜过你。 And God says, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. It's not going to overcome you.
那我们是很多时候就是有这个困难在这里。我们面对很多人的问题的。我们叫他不要怕信神呢,
人家说,哎,牧师,你只有说字的。 You know, often we face this difficulty. We tell people, you know, you've got just trust in the Lord. You know, God's going to take care of it. And they say, oh, that's easy for you to say.
我要告诉你,金银我都没有,好像彼得,只有奉耶稣的名,我相信神可以做工的。
I need to be honest with you and tell you, I don't have great resources, finances, and money to solve problems. But I believe that God has the ability to solve problems.
以色列人面对这些人是怎样? 五个王加起来的人数已经是多到,整地都是的。
You know, when you've got five kings, five armies attacking you, just think of the massive multitude of people.
接着呢,你记得这些人是三米高啊。
And then remember that these people are over 9 feet tall.
他是巨人来的。一个打以色列人,就有着脚趾,踩到他已经碰了。And
you know, they're so tall and so awesome that, you know, they could just step on the children of Israel and wipe them out.
所以他面对这个情况,神叫他,不用怕,不用怕,我将他交在你手里。如果你不相信神的作为,你说,你说吧。
And just think about it. You know, as you look at the situation and God says, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. I've given him into your hands. If you don't believe in God, you say, yeah, right. That's easy for you to say. You don't have to come to face him in battle.
So, 当我们面对我们的困难,我们面对我们的事,你的信心放在哪里?
So, as you face the problems that you are facing today, where is your faith?
如果你在看这些事情,你会是没有信心的。
你要仰望神,看到神的作为。 And if you are just looking at the problem, you will never overcome it. You need to start looking to God.
因为神是解决问题的神,
because it's God who solves the problem.
如果我们的信心放在人,放在自己,我们会失败。
And if our faith is in ourselves or in other people, we will lose.
我们的信心要放在神。 Our faith needs to be in God. 我们要仰望神, 仰望神的作为。
We need to look to God and look to God's ability.
神给约书亚一个特别的应许, 所以约书亚要抓住这个应许。
And God gave Joshua this promise, and he needed to stand on this promise.
他的应许就是我将敌人交在你手里边,
and the promise is that I give the enemy to you.
所以约书亚就知道神讲的一定会做得到,我不怕,我照去打。
And Joshua knew that God gave the promise, God's going to do what he promised, and so I'm going to go and fight them.
你看第九节,
look at verse 9.
约书亚就中夜从吉甲上去,猛然临到他们那里。我们从这个经文里面,我们看得到,好像很简单,他是找上去,其实他是中夜。
As we look at this verse, we might just quickly glance over and say, okay, they went. But it says that they went all night.
他那个路程呢,就要通宵赶紧去到战场。
And they went all night rushing into the battle.
他就要行上山,
And they had to go uphill. 由耶利哥一路去到耶路撒冷过去呢，就要上四千英尺嘅山区。And from the Jericho Valley into where Jerusalem, where they're fighting in the valley on the other side of the mountain, they had to go over 4,000 feet mountains. 佢成晚行上去。And they went all night marching, all night uphill. 你想想那班士兵有没有时间休息啊？ And did those soldiers have any time to rest? 他通宵这样步行去到战场的时候已经累累累。And as they were walking all night and they get to the battlefield, they're going to be tired and worn out by the time they get there. 为什么他会这样做啊？ Why are they going to march like that?因为他知道神应许他，神将他交在我们手里面，我们通宵跑到去才可以得到神的应许。 Because they knew that God promised that he's going to deliver them into their hands, and that they had to get there so that God could deliver them. If they weren't there, God can't deliver them. 这个给我们一个很好的教导。 And this gives us a great message, a great teaching. 我们要积极，我们要勤力，就揸住神嘅应许向前行。We need to be diligent and we need to be actively going forward in what God has promised. 因为神应许俾我哋一啲嘅礼物，应许俾我哋一啲嘅祝福，但系我哋系坐喺度睇下先啦，等阵先啦，见到先算啦。You know, so God promises. He says, "I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to give you a blessing." And we just sit back and say, "Yeah, right, God. You know, let's see you do it first. Come on, you know, show it to me."神话唔系啊，你要积极行去，你通宵行去，你去到嘅时候先见到，你唔去我唔俾你啦。And God says, "No, you must go for it. You must walk all night to get there. You need to be diligent in your life." 其实好多时我哋唔能够跨胜，因为我哋睇唔起劲，系咪 ？So often we lose the battle because we just don't have the energy to fight.我哋好多事系冇心机，已经闷啦，唔想再搞啊！唉，睇下点啊，死就死啦。因为 I'm so worn out, you know, I don't really care anymore, you know, just let it go on, you know. 神话唔系，我应许要祝福你，我应许要帮你，但系你自己争起嚟嘅，信我。God says, "No, man, I promise I'm going to give you the victory. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to bless you. Stand up. Trust in me. Go for it." 弟兄姊妹，我哋唔好输，因为我哋系冇心机去打。我哋要把握神俾我哋嘅应许，向前行。You know, don't lose the battle because you're just sitting around waiting because you're lazy.Stand on the promises of God and go for it. 约书亚就是很积极，通宵向山上行，因为他相信神的应许是真的。And he walked all night uphill into the battle because he knew that God's word was true. 我们继续看十节。Let's look at verse 10. Yehovah 使他们在以色列人面前溃乱，约书亚在基片大大的杀败他们，追赶他们，在伯和伦的上坡路击杀他们，直到亚西加和玛基大。去到战场，攰赖赖，但系神令到对方咧混乱，可能天未亮，佢去到仲系黑，咁佢对方又冇准备，佢会杀到出嚟，但系佢杀咗出嚟。So they come to the battlefield, maybe it's still dark, the enemy wasn't prepared for them to be ambushed by this massive army coming, and then God just causes them to be confused.你看到神做第一个神迹帮约书亚。And here we see the first miracle that God had to help Joshua. 佢令到对方嘅混乱。He caused the enemy to be confused. 喺佢嘅混乱当中，可能佢开始互相残杀。And in their confusion, they started to fight each other. 可能喺佢嘅混乱嘅时候，佢惊到咧发生咩事，佢开始逃跑。And in their confusion, they start to run away. 于是咧，以色列人就追。And so then the Joshua and the army had to chase them. 五个王得一啲通宵跑步嘅嚟到战场嘅，俾人追赶嘅，因为你笑死人系咪？啲巨人系咁跑，啲小矮人系追住。Just think of this, you know, these monstrous people running from these little midget Israels who've been marching all night, and they're running away from them scared. 神行咗两个神迹喺呢度嘅，第一咧令到佢混乱，第二俾以色列人。力上加力。And so God did two miracles, you know. He caused the enemy to be scared and to be confused, and he gave the children of Israel extra strength. 你试下是通宵跑上山，带着兵器，是四千英尺的山上去呢，通宵跟住仲有力追敵人，係斬啊斬啊斬！神唔俾你力量，我諗你做唔到。You just try it, you know, march all night with armor and swords, going uphill 4,000 feet and come to the battlefield and then start chasing these monsters and slicing them with your sword. If you don't have the strength of God, you can't do it. 你知道咧，好多時我哋面對呢啲事嘅，我哋話神啊，我已經攰啊，我已經跑嘅，我冇力再跑。神话唔使惊，我俾你力上加力，恩上加恩。Well, so often we come to God and we say, Lord, I'm so tired, I'm worn out, I can't fight anymore, I can't go on anymore. You know what God says? He says, Don't worry, I'm going to give you strength, I'm going to give you grace. Strength upon strength, grace upon grace. 我经历过嘅，我觉得冇力量再行，我冇晒心机，唔想再搞。神话我俾你。你用我的力量，你的力量已经耗尽，我给我的力量你行。You know, I come to God and I say, God, I'm just worn out. I can't go on anymore. And God says, don't worry. I will give you my strength. Your strength is exhausted, so now you use my strength. 神的力量会不会耗尽呢？ Will God's strength ever be worn out? 不会。神有无穷无尽的力量给我们。God has unlimited strength for us. 所以当我们是相信神的应许，我们揸住神的力量，我们向前行，我们必胜。 And so as we go in God's strength and we go forward, then we have the victory. 这个是很伟大的应许，是不是？我刚刚这个学期，上个星期考试，我以为有一课，我收两科的这个学期心理学和人类学，那我想着放弃一科，因为又去四川又过年，又哇啲功课多，本书又成七八页，又要做好多嘢，我话唉放弃，我冇时间做。I just finished two classes, one psychology and anthropology, and I was going to give up the psychology class because you know it's like 700-800 page book, and I went to Sichuan, had Chinese New Year, had all this stuff and a lot of homework. I said I can't handle it, it's too much.我就寫信退學，說校長我不讀。他說哎呀可惜啊，我們特別為你而設這個課程。 And I wrote a letter back to the principal and said I'm not going to take this class, you know, I'm going to drop it out. I said that's unfortunate, we put this, offered this class just for you. 跟著我跟師母傾電話，說哎呀師母我想放棄，我如果十個禮拜呢就要通宵三點才睡，就搞不切啊，最驚啊做唔掂。佢話幾長時間咧？我十個禮拜。佢十個禮拜噶啫嘛。And so then I called Kitty and I said, "Yeah, Kitty, I've decided to give up on this class, but you know they said this, and you know it's going to take me working every night till 3 o'clock at night. You know, I've gone, I give it up." And Kitty said, "How long's the class?" I said, 10 weeks. It's only 10 weeks. 哇，十個禮拜啊！跟住我打俾阿 Pete， 我話 Pete 啊，我去四川啊，你可唔可以幫我講到？打俾阿球，你幫我講到。唔係，阿球就因為去咗中傳啊。咁啊 ，and then I called Pete. I said, Pete, you know, I've got this class. I'm going to Sichuan. I have no time to prepare. You want to preach? And he said, Yeah. 佢話好啊，我講到啊。 佢話好，神你俾力量我，我做唔到，我靠神你嘅力量。So I said, okay, God, I can't do it, but I need your strength. 結果我冇放棄，而家完咗，感謝主，釋放曬。And I didn't give up. Now it's finished. Praise God, I'm set free. 似乎兩科都攞到100分。And I think I got 100 on both classes. 我寫個心理學嗰個文啊，寫咗24頁，結尾嘅文寫24頁，人類學嗰文都係成30頁。I think I wrote 24 pages for the final essay.And the exam for the psychology class, and about 30 pages for the anthropology class. 我神嘅恩典，我哋觉得我哋耗尽，我哋做唔到，但系神俾力量我哋做。And we think we can't do it, we're exhausted, but God said, you can do it, go ahead, go for it. 我相信如果神可以俾我力量完成呢啲，神可以更加俾力量你哋完成你要完成嘅嘢。I know that if God can give me strength to do what I need to do, He can give you strength to do what you need to do. 是不是？神的能力，那冷氣又是自己開自己，是不是？對啊，好熱，是不是？是啊，感謝主。神知你的需要，是不是？神為我們打仗。我哋繼續睇第十一節 ，Let's keep looking at verse 11。他們在以色列人面前逃跑，正在白和倫下坡的時候，耶和華從天上降大冰雹在他們身上，直到亞西加打死他們被冰雹打死的。被冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀殺死的還多。神行第二個或者可以話第三個神蹟。So here you see that God worked the second, or you could say the third miracle on their behalf. 神係令到佢混亂，神係比以色列人精神打。第三，神有冰雹。打死佢。The first, God caused confusion in the enemy. God gave strength to the Israelites. And now the third, God caused hailstones to come down.
这个很奇妙的。那些冰雹呢，打死的人是多过刀杀的。
And then more were killed by the hail than were killed by the sword.
但我们想一想呢，即是不是那么合适呢？这么偶然有冰雹出现的。
Just think, it just was coincidence that on that day, hail came.
有冇人喺澳門見過冰雹啊？
Has anybody seen hail in Macau?
我見過一次，我初初嚟嗰年，1980年啊，即係有冰雹啊，29年前有冰雹喺澳門咧，咁啱線啊。
I've seen it, you know, 29 years ago in 1980, there was hail in Macau one time. Just coincidence.
係偶然啊，呢個時候有冰雹嚟。但我哋澳門嗰次，你哋有人記得咧？即係20幾年前嗰個好細粒啊嘛，係咪？好似粒沙仔咁啊，打唔死人喎。
You remember when hail came that time? It was so long ago, but it's so small, like little things of sand.
咁啱線啊！你話哇，呢個唔係神蹟，係咁啱線咧，冰雹落嚟啫嘛。
And somebody might say, "Hey, this is not a miracle. That just happened. It's a coincidence," you know.
我問你呢，如果咁啱線冰雹咁樣出現呢，點解呢？就打死啲加南人、亞摩利人，唔打死啲以色列人。
If it's just a coincidence, why did it only land on the Amorites, the Canaanites, and not on the Israelites?
係神特別嘅武器。
This was God's special ammunition.
是神用这个方法呢帮他打。
This was God's way of helping the children of Israel.
打开约伯记38:22.
Look in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 22.
约伯记 38:22, Job 38:22 and 23. This is God speaking to Job. 你曾进入雪乎或见过包仓吗？这雪泡乃是我为降灾并打仗和征战的日子所预备的。神是预备这些冰泡给他打仗打敌人用。 And God prepared the hail to fight. 当神的儿女相信神的应许的时候，照神行，神会做神迹帮我们。 And when we as the children of God trust in God's promises and walk in the ways of God, God works miracles to help us. 神是想用神迹帮你解决你要面对的问题。 And God wants to use miracles to help you solve the problems that you are facing. 神是一个奇妙的神。 God is an awesome God. 他用奇妙的方法帮我们。He uses wonderful ways to help us. 你们见过神迹没啊？ Have any of you seen a miracle? 见过。我见过神做一些神迹，好奇妙。I've seen God work miracles that are awesome and powerful. 我亲眼见到人家在龙眼出世的时候，龙是不讲得话，一祈祷就可以讲话，可以听话。I've seen people who were born deaf and unable to speak because they were deaf, and because of prayer in front of my eyes, they were able to hear and talk instantly. 我见过神是医治人家的癌症。 I've seen God heal people's cancer. 镜湖山顶都说是绝症的一个月命的死亡，就是一摸到他的癌症，他的医生以前在一间诊所，医生都说没得救，我为他祷告算。那晚他回到家，神就医治好他。下个礼拜回到诊所，医生跟他检查，完全没有癌细胞，是肝癌。肝癌是很快死的，但是神行了神迹医好了他。 I've seen God heal a liver cancer patient. Both the hospitals in Macau said he had 1 month to live. He was going to die. He came to the clinic. Dr. Swan felt his liver and said, yeah, that's nothing I can do for that. Put his hand up there and felt it. Said, all I can do is pray. We prayed. He prayed. 1 week, that night, the guy went home, and God touched him and healed him. He came back a week later to the clinic, and they did all the examinations. They could not find a single trace of liver cancer. 他到今时今日仲系活着喺澳门揸泥头车。That guy is still alive today. He's driving a dump truck in Kalawa. 廿几年后 ，it's after 20 some years. 神系做神迹，神系奇妙。God is a God of miracles. He does wonderful things. 最奇妙嘅神迹系改变我哋生命嘅。And the most amazing miracle is God changes life. 吸毒就唔可以戒毒，赌徒可以戒赌。A drug addict can change and a gambler can change. 神可以改变我，学习障碍症又可以读大学，攞百分，这个是最大的神迹，我觉得。And the biggest change is God can change me. Here I am with dyslexia and messed up, and God can give me an A in a psychology class. 那些是神迹来的，是吗？神是喜欢行神迹给我们的。God loves to work miracles for us.这些冰雹呢很奇妙的。五王呢是不知道冰雹会来打死他的。And here, you know, God used this amazing way to kill these Amorite kings, and they didn't realize that they were going to get attacked by hail. 冰雹是神用来审判。And hail is one way of God's judgment. 圣经有两次冰雹出现，即除了这次。There are two other times that hail came in the Bible, aside from this time.
第一次你记不记得是几时呢？是出埃及的时候，十灾其中一个灾是冰雹灾。And when the children of Israel were in Egypt and coming out, one of the 10 plagues was a plague of hail. 神用冰雹来降灾在埃及。And God used hail to bring destruction to Egypt and judgment. 但是很奇妙的，在埃及的时候，以色列人的野呢没被冰雹打中。But in Egypt, none of the children of Israel's possessions were attacked by the hail.
在美国呢，每年因为冰雹的损失有$7 billion。
In the United States, every year, because of hail, the losses are $700 million.
那大半呢，就因为即是农业的被损坏。
And most of the losses are in agricultural losses.
它有记录呢，即是最大的冰雹呢，曾经在美国降落呢，就是1970年。
And the biggest hailstone that they've ever recorded in the United States was in 1970 in Kansas.
那个石呢，就是差不多两磅，是1.6磅。咁佢就系个直径呢，就是7寸半。那个弯系17寸半，即系有一边。
And it was 1.6 pounds, and it was 7.5 inches wide, the circumference, the diameter, and the circumference of 17.5 inches.
咁大嘅，如果系系咪？你知道圣经讲第二次冰雹喺启示录，你打开睇启示录16:21.
And the other time it talks about hail is in the book of Revelation. In chapter 16:21,
启示录神用冰雹做一个审判喺末世嘅时候。
And in Revelation, God's going to use hail as a form of judgment on the world.
16:21, chapter 16:21, 又有大炮子从天降在人身上，每一个若重一他连得。即是一他连得约有90斤，为这炮子的灾极大，人就亵渎神。
90 kilograms, 100 pounds,
几大啊？那个冰雹，哇！砰，炸死人，好劲哦！阿健身啊，你系健身啊？190斤的冰雹落嚟啊！你话会点啊？呢啲嘅前边呢啲喇叭都有冇100斤啊？90斤啊
？These speakers on the floor in front, I don't even think are 90 kilograms.
有冇啊？我有80斤啊！系啊，啱啊，真系有眼光啊！我的體重是80斤，未夠90啊。
I'm only 80 kilograms, I'm not 90, sorry. But yeah.
我從天上跌落砸落嚟，你話痛唔痛呢？
Think if I fell out of the sky and landed on you, yeah.
好難想像，係咪？但係神嘅倉庫有呢啲武器。我哋继续睇约书亚记10:12.
Let's continue looking in Joshua chapter 10 verse 12.
哦，未睇之前咧，讲翻两样嘢。最近咧，中国咧就系发射一啲嘅火箭上天空，系咪？佢系要好似种子令到啲云可以落雨。
And recently, China has sent some rockets up into the clouds to seed the clouds so that the clouds can rain.
佢似乎成功嘅，但系唔知道嗰个长远嘅效果会点。
It seems like they were successful in causing it to rain, but we don't know what the long-term effect will be.
美国军呢就已经公布咗系试杀，当佢喺太平洋以前
用呢個核試嘅時候咧，喺 Marshall Island 嘅時候咧，佢發現到每一個嘅原子彈爆炸嘅時候，除咗光啊、力啊等等，仲有一個現象發生。And the United States Army has already disclosed the information when they used to do hydrogen bomb tests in the Marshall Islands. That aside from the light, the power, and all that, there's something else developed. 每一次爆一個原子彈或者核彈嘅時候咧，有冰雹效應出現。啲冰雹係巨大嘅。And each time they exploded a nuclear bomb, they discovered that there's hail that came as a result from all the particles going up into the sky. And the hail was huge. 所以咧，而家科學家話用火箭嚟令到佢落雨或者唔落雨或者改變風啊颱風，可能佢會產生巨大嘅冰雹。聖經係講得啱曬嘅。And so now as they're using ways to seed the clouds to make it rain, to stop rain, to affect the typhoons, maybe they're going to start causing huge hailstones. The Bible is true. 我哋要相信聖經，聖經係真話，係咪？我哋繼續睇十二節。Let's continue in verse 12. 當耶和華將亞摩利人交付以色列人的日子，約書亞就禱告耶和華，在以色列人眼前說：日頭啊，你要停在基遍；月亮啊，你要止在亞雅倫谷。約書亞好大膽，好勇敢去禱告神。Joshua was very bold in this prayer. 佢相信神嘅應許，冇一人會站立得住。He believed in God's promise that nobody would stand before them. 佢係睇到神用冰雹從天降殺死啲人。And he saw that the hail came down and helped them kill the people. 佢見到呢，即係已經打到一半天，佢睇到唔對路，唔夠時間繼續殺。And he saw that as the day is wearing on, they didn't have time to continue the kill. 於是佢禱告，因為如果天黑嘅時候驚啲人逃走，殺唔到，神話冇一人站立得住。And so he prayed to God because if it got dark and the people could escape in the dark, then God's promise wouldn't be true because God said nobody's going to stand before you. 於是約書亞咧好大膽話：神啊，俾我多啲時間殺佢，俾太陽唔好落山。And so he prayed, God, you know, I need more time. Don't let the sun go down. Extend the day. 令到今日嘅日子延長。He said, God, extend the day. 你有冇咁樣祈禱啊？每日得24小時，點會延長時間啊？ Every day there's only 24 hours. How can you extend the day? 有時我哋想係咪？哇，咁多嘢做，冇時間温啊！啊，咁樣多嘢做，搞唔切啊！神啊，俾我多啲時間啊！ You know, so often we say, hey, you know, there's not, I don't have enough time to finish this. You know, I need more time to finish my study. I need more time to do my work. 約書亞話：神啊，加時，睇足球咧會加時係咪？啊 ，you know, in soccer they always go into overtime. You know, well, so why can't we go into overtime on the day?喂，如果我哋可以祈祷求神加时间，哇！我今日得24小时，日光嘅时候得12小时，神啊俾我36小时，系太阳底下，哇，几好系咪？You know, there's only 24 hours in a day. There's only 12 hours of light. You know, and then you say, God, I need 36 hours of light. 我谂我哋咁样祈祷，神唔会听嘅。I don't think God's going to answer that prayer. 但是神会帮到你呢，在你有时间的时候，那24小时里面，神会教你怎样善用。神会给你能力呢，在你24小时里面，是做到你可以做到的事。And God will show you how in the 24 hours that you have, how to use it properly. And God will give you the ability to do what you need to do in the 24 hours He's given you. 但是約書亞這個很勇敢的禱告，表示他對神有信心。 But as Joshua prayed this prayer, it shows his faith in God. 因為他知道我一定要多些時間才可以完成神的應許。 Because he said, I need more time, otherwise I cannot do what God wants. 可以說他是靠神給多些光他。 You could say he prayed that God would give him more light. 你都可以靠神給你多些光。And you can pray that God will give you light. 因为耶稣是世界的光， Because Jesus is the light of the world. 我们需要神的光引导我们在黑暗走。And we need God's light to lead us in the darkness. 我们需要神的光呢给我们是清楚我们前面的方向。And we need God's light so that we know how to go. 但是神呢是真的帮到约书亚延长日子。But God actually helped Joshua extend the day. Now, 我们看十三节 Look at verse 13. 于是日头停留，月亮止住，直等国民向敌人报仇。这事岂不是写在雅米尔书上吗？日头在天当中停住，不急速下落，约有一日之久。在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有像这日，是耶和华为以色列征战。God fought for Israel and he stopped the day. 这个真的影响世界主的信心。And this is faith that stops the world. 神的而且确那天就停了日月停留空中。And the sun and the moon, they stopped. 可能你说喂牧师迷住不合科学的。And maybe you say, Pastor, this is not scientific. 我们大家知道呢地球是转，不是太阳围着地球转啊！你话太阳停啊，即系完全唔系科学。圣经系神话，假嘅，唔好信呢啲嘅。And maybe you say, you know, we know that the world is spinning on its axis. It's not the sun going around the world. And so when the Bible says the sun stopped in its track, you know, that's superstition. This is not a true book. It's ridiculous. Don't believe that garbage. 有啲人系咁谂，系咪？我话你听，唔系喎。圣经是从我们人的角度，我们经常都会讲太阳落山嘛，太阳升起嘛。This Bible is speaking from man's perspective, and we always say that the sun goes down and the sun comes up. Right? 从我们的角度是觉得是太阳上落，月亮出来，月亮走。And from man's perspective, we're always saying that the sun comes up and down and the moon comes out.我们明知是地球转，我们明知是月亮跟着地球的轨，地球是跟着太阳的轨，我们知道的，这些科学证明的，圣经没有说不是，甚至乎我告诉你，圣经都讲明是这样，在以赛亚书里面。 And I can even tell you that the Bible and the book of Isaiah tells us that the earth spins and goes around the sun.圣经是合科学，但是在这里讲的从约书亚的角度，他打紧仗，太阳你不要走，月亮你不要走，停留不要。But here is talking from Joshua's perspective as he sees the sun and says, stay there, man. Stay there, moon. 跟着神听他的祷告，神怎么行这个神迹？ And how did God do this miracle? 很简单，地球不转。月亮不动，甚至乎可能整个宇宙停留不动。 And maybe the whole universe, you know, the earth stopped its rotation, the moon stopped its rotation, maybe the whole universe was suspended in animation. 可能不是完全停，你说，哇，牧师，如果完全停，地球不转，全部都会飞起，没有地心吸力了。月亮撞在我们的巨浪又冚埋你。Maybe you say, hey, you know, if the earth stopped rotating, man, that's not going to work. Everyone's going to, no gravity. Everyone's going to fly off the earth, you know. And maybe the moon will crash into the earth. Maybe there'll be tidal waves and all this sort of stuff. Hey, 如果神呢就行神迹呢，他的能力去到几大啊？ Now, if God's going to do a miracle, how big is his power? 如果神要行一个神迹，他可以令到大家黐住地球，不要飞起的。And if God's going to do a miracle, he can cause everyone to stick to the earth and not to be pulled off. 如果神要真的地球停留不动或者是慢转速呢，神是可以做得到。 And if God needs to do this miracle, he can do whatever it takes to perform the miracle. 因为神是伟大的神， Because God is an awesome God.
你知道誰創造太陽、月亮、星宿？ Who created the sun and the moon and the stars? 神創造。如果神可以創造他，神可不可以叫他放慢一點，行快一點？ If God created them, can he tell them to go faster, go slower? 他有這個能力。誰創造我們的地球？誰令到地球轉？ And who created our earth and who caused the earth to spin? 是神呢？如果神說不要轉住，轉慢一點，神可以控制到各樣的。If God says, don't spin, slow down, he can do it, man. 你知道科學家、原子學家呢有一個謎他解不到。Do you know that there is a mystery that the atomic energy professors cannot solve? 他又叫太陽漿糊 and they call it atomic glue. 點解一個原子粒裏面有電子、靜子在個核子飛來飛去，電子同埋靜子呢就應該係互相排斥嘅。但係點解佢喺個核子中間呢會飛來飛去呢？係唔會爆、唔會分開。Why are the electrons and protons, which should be naturally repulsive of each other, why do they stay going revolving around the nucleus of the atom and not flying out? The atomic energy professors cannot solve the mystery. They say there's no reason. There must be some atomic glue that's holding them in place.
他覺得有個原子漿糊是將電子、靜子是留在那裡。你知不知道我們物質世界所有的每一樣東西，你的身體、你張椅、這個地、這個大廈，所有的東西全部是用原子造成的。
And do you realize that everything in this material world is made up of atoms? Your body, your chair, this building, this planet, everything is made up of energy.
有什麼事令到這些電子、靜子是不爆開呢？
And what is keeping them from exploding?
聖經給一個答案我們。
The Bible gives us an answer.
科學家沒辦法答。
Scientists can't answer this. But the Bible tells us,
是神。嘅手將佢連埋起
，It's God's hand in His power that keeps it together。
所以神咧係令到呢個宇宙係形成，神亦都可以隨時隨地加入佢嘅創造裏邊，係行神蹟。
And so it's God who has caused this universe to come together, and it's God that can come into His universe at any time and do a miracle。
無論係乜嘢神蹟。冰雹落嚟，吸毒者改變，世界停止轉數，都係神嘅參與。科學家冇辦法解釋。
No matter what the miracle, hail coming out of the sky, the world stopping on its axis, or a drug addict being changed, it's still a miracle where God intervenes, and science cannot explain it.
當我哋相信我哋嘅神係行神蹟。我哋要相信神，咩神迹都可以行。
And when we believe that God can work miracles, we need to trust that He can work any miracle.
所以我对呢个经文冇问题。我相信神的而且确叫世界停止一日。
And I believe that from this verse that God honestly caused the earth to stop one day.
其实圣经有第二次类似嘅事发生。
And there's a second time in the Bible where something like this happened.
在这个的列王记下第二十章第八节至到十一节。
And in 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 8.
那时希西家王病啊，他求神给个预兆他。那伊利沙就先知話你加長事格，神會俾你多幾條命，幾年命。咁佢話你證明啊，嗰個神話嗰個日出就會倒後轉，即係佢嗰陣時冇手錶咧，地下有嗰個睇太陽嘅轉數啊嘛，佢褪後咗啊十個度十度， 瘸碎日影向前十度，就是、倒退十度。咁希西家话咧，倒退系难嘅。于是啊，以赛亚咧，啊以赛亚先知咧，同佢话，即系会咁样。跟住结果真系倒退十度，即系倒退十个钟。And so in Hezekiah, because he was going to die, and Isaiah came and told him, you know, you're going to live. God's going to extend your life, and he said, prove it. He said, okay, is it easier for the sundial to go forward 10 or to go back 10? He said, it's harder to go back 10. Okay, then God's going to have the day go back 10 hours. And God put an extra 10 hours in that day.
So God is able to do this. So this will affect the whole world.
And that will, anything like this is going to affect the whole world. But God is able to do this. It will affect the whole world.But God is willing to do for one man something that will affect the whole world. 你知唔知？神为一人希西家，令到日头褪后十个钟。神为以色列一个国，太阳停留一日。God for one man, Hezekiah caused the sundial to go back ten hours. God for one nation, Israel.Caused the sun to stand still for one day.
神亦都一日为一人呢，
耶稣基督来到世界，为我们地死在十字架。 And God sent one man, Jesus, to come and die on the cross for our sin.
因为神爱世人，祂表示神的能力，祂派一人是来拯救我们。
And because God wanted to show us his love,that he sent one man, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, to give us his love.
神呢，
用耶稣一人的生命来影响全世界。And God used one man, Jesus Christ, to affect the whole world.
你知不知道，如果世界是只有你一个，耶稣都会为你死。
And do you know that if you were the only one in this world, God still would have sent Jesus to die for you? You know, son, I know. Because God loves you. Son, I know you are yet young. Joe came, you can see. And God's willing to do amazing things for one person.
Nigo came, you can see. Jing Ming, son, Yao Nang Lek.
In this amazing miracle.Proves that God has power.
神想用祂的能力帮到我们当中每一位。
And God wants to use his amazing power to help each of us.
在耶利米书32章17节，
Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17.
我们会在这里停的。
And this will be our last verse that we look at this morning.
Well, second to last. 耶利米32章十七节，
Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17，
主耶和华，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。
神里边没难成的事。
睇埋二十七节， and look at verse 27， 我是耶和华。是凡有血气者的神，岂有我难成的事吗？
I am Jehovah. Is there anything impossible for me to do?
神是能够为我们做奇妙的工。你看神为以色列做了什么神迹？使敌人混乱，比以色列精神，冰雹同埋日头停止一日。
God caused confusion in the enemy, gave strength to the children of Israel, caused hail to come down, and caused the day to stop.
弟兄姊妹，为一国做咁多神迹，今日神唔会叫停，即系日头停止，但系神可以做其他嘅。
God's not going to cause the day to stop for you today, but he can do other great, mighty miracles to help you.
你今日有咩困难？有咩痛苦？有咩睇唔开？有咩做唔到？
仰望神，倚靠神。 And what problems are you facing today? What difficulties do you have? What situations are you involved in? Trust in God. Look to God. And let God do a miracle. 我相信神愿意帮我们。我们要对耶稣有信心。I believe that God wants to work for us. We need that faith. 耶稣有信心。你我都有信心。Joshua had faith. You and I also need faith. 我一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你。你为一人做神迹，你亦都为我们一人愿意死在十字架上，派耶稣基督你的儿子来拯救我们。主，这个最大的神迹，你身为神来到世间，为我们卑微的人而死，担当我们的罪，被我们有宽恕和赦免，甚至乎你死之后三日后你从死里复活，你给我们一个最大的神迹，你胜过死亡，胜过罪恶，我们相信你，我们都可以脱离罪恶，所以我相信你可以行神迹，你可以复活，这个的而且确一个真实，你亦都可以改变我们的生命。所以我求你今天在我们当中工作，如果我们当中有些人是未认识你，未相信你，主要我求你打开我们的心门，让我们可以对你有信心，相信你行神迹的，相信你有能力。主要我们想打开我们的心门给耶稣你。不知道我们当中有没有人说，我一直都不信，但我现在希望耶稣入我心，宽恕我的罪，给我一个新的生命，我想耶稣做我救主。如果有，你可以举手，我相信耶稣会在你生命里面做一个宽恕拯救的神迹。有没有人说，啊，我想接受耶稣做我教主，见到可以放下。有没有其他人？耶稣，我一直不信，但我相信你可以行神迹，我希望你是帮我行神迹，改变我生命。有没有第二位？有没有？主耶稣，我们看到我们靠你呢，真的在善灵的生命里面帮到他呢，去认识耶稣你的大能，靠你医治的能力临到他身上。善灵，请你跟着我祈祷。主耶稣，我将我心交托给你，请耶稣进入我心中，宽恕我的罪，改变我，给我新生命。我需要耶稣的神迹，靠耶稣帮我。多谢耶稣做我教主，多谢耶稣爱我。奉耶稣名求， Amen。 默祷之后散会。